Religion. My family have been members of the Slocum Baptist Church for generations, but I never got religion until I went to the Lactation League meeting in Andersonville. I was looking for the crafts club that meets in the community center, having recently taken up decoupage. It was a big deal for me. I'm not much of a joiner, but lately I've been feeling lonely, eager to make a change in my routine. I walked into a meeting on the first floor and stood in the doorway. 8 chairs were arranged in a small circle. Women were standing in groups talking. A petite blonde woman waved me in. "Please join us. You're right on time. I'm Karen." Before I could ask about crafts, the woman next to me cleared her throat and everyone took a seat. "Hi, I'm Emily. Last time we met, I mentioned my desire to breastfeed my adopted baby. I'm happy to say that with a combination of blessed thistle, brewer's yeast, and fenugreek, along with pumping, I've been able to produce enough milk to breastfeed Arena." The women applauded.
"Was there any nipple confusion?" asked Karen.
"I finger-fed Arena for the first few weeks, and last night she latched right on. I was so relieved. That's when I noticed the baby sleeping in a row of carriers lined against the wall. I could barely see their faces as they were covered with caps and blankets. I decided to get up and leave. I stood and walked a few steps. Emily sprang to her feet and put her arms around me. 'Thanks for your support,' she said, holding me against her enlarged breast. I hadn't been hugged like that in a long time. It would be rude to leave now. I returned to my seat."
"Bonding is so important," said a tall woman with close-cropped dark hair. "Amy is still on the breast at 23 months, and she's bright and engaged. I can tell it's as satisfying for her as it is for me." My own breast tingled. My face grew hot. I tried to imagine the feeling that would come from the intimacy of breastfeeding. Nothing could come close, not my parents tucking me in when I was a girl, not my awkward first kiss in the cloakroom in third grade, not holding my friend Jan when she lost her baby to miscarriage. Suddenly, decoupage seemed like a silly hobby.